Hello and welcome to the Red or Dead podcast. I am your host, Kassam Leach, and joined this week by the regular crew. It's, I don't know who I should start with. Let's start with Dre because we want to test his Wi-Fi because apparently it's awful. Dre, come on.
See, pain. I'm all right. Can you hear me? Am I on?
Actually, this is the clearest you've been for a long, long time. So
see, he's not talking about sound.
It's because I
quality.
No, it's because I open a door in my room, and that's the reason why.
There we go.
And if you open a door, if you're having Wi-Fi connects problems, then it will solve the problem.
Yeah, put a wire hanger next to it. You get a better reception as well. Suki, what's happening?
I'm all right. I'm just wondering what type of house Dre lives in where a door makes the Wi-Fi a lot better.
He's got lead paint, that's why.
Bunker. He lives in a bunker. Croydon.
Don't you mean estate? What estate Andre lives in?
It's not funny when you get involved in the joke, Dre, just so you know. You've got to be humble about it. When you start digging yourself up, it's quite arrogant.
Yeah. We all know you live in a palace. You know.
It's not about me.
And you're really a baron. A Baron Dixon, isn't it?
Dre's in the West Wing.
Exactly.
He's in the West Wing today, yeah. He's had to kick the butler out. Ellie, what's happening in Derby?
What's happening in Derby? Ooh, let me think. Not a great deal, apparently. I'll tell you one thing. Let me tell you something that's interesting. It's going to be a really boring story, but I'm going to tell it anyway. I sold it.
That went from interesting to boring.
I played. Like, literally, there's no delivery. You can't get Deliveroo here. I didn't know that because I never tried. But you can't get Deliveroo in Derby.
Uber Eats.
What a terrible story. Yeah, but, you know, it's like one of them.
Not that long ago.
And you know what? I'll be honest with you. It's not that I even wanted to order any food. It's just that they got... Exactly. It's really boring. I told you it was a boring story. This is where it gets really boring.
What did you want Deliveroo for?
Because it's really boring. But they got an IPO next week. Next week, where they're launching their stock.
It's going to be one of the biggest ones in the country.
Correct. Yeah, exactly. And the only way you can get pre-access to it. I'll give you tips here, guys. You can get pre-access to it if you have the Deliveroo app, and but you had to place one order. So I was thinking I can't place an order. So what I've done is I contact my friend in London. I'm going to order some food to his house for his kids. Like some desserts, just so I can get past the one order, and then I could get early access to this IPO.
You literally could have ordered us all a nice, something nice to
start
the podcast with. Yeah, something nice for the podcast, and you would have made some money out of it as well.
Made some money, spend money to make money, I suppose. You speculate to accumulate. Yeah. Yeah, fair play. I could have done that indeed. I could have.
Selfish.
Lesson learned.
Selfish. Maria, but, have you got any deliveries coming?
No, do you know what? Speaking of deliveries, I've been having an ongoing... This is going to turn into a bizarre conversation now. I've been having an ongoing battle...
What's he doing? He's about to hang himself. Oh, never mind.
Was that boring?
What was he doing?
I haven't enough for
him. All right, we'll come back to that. You're having troubles with your deliveries.
Sorry. Justine, what was I saying? I've been having an ongoing battle with Justine. They won't refund me for some money that they took by mistake, and they won't give it.
Disgrace.
It's been going on for 5 weeks. I have tweeted, I have called their customer service. Their customer service can't deal with it because they keep
it with the bank,
the authority, and then they say I have to wait 72 hours for a supervisor to speak to me.
Told the bank that it was fraud, and
bank
they will
it straight away.
It's off a gift card, it's from a gift card.
And
I'm stuck.
And today, and a word from today's sponsors, Deliveroo.
So, that's very true. You managed to big up Deliveroo and trash Justine.
I think are now sponsoring UEFA. They're involved with UEFA or something.
And they I saw
that says
day.
It all. No wonder they're stealing your money.
I said they should be ashamed to be partnering with such a terrible company. I apologise for that ruined all of our sponsorship deals there, Dre. But you know, principle.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Verge is in association with Justy is just
that's thanks for that one.
But Deliveroo better anyway.
Deliveroo.
Not that I know, but so.
Yeah, how would you know? So Ellie, you're excited about, I can't believe I'm gonna say this, you're excited about going to play golf next week.
Yes. Okay, look, right. Cass,
he's been seeing
honest,
some footage during the week as well.
Yeah, I'm getting ready. So this is a tip. You know, if you want an excuse to be outside for a long while and feel productive while doing it, golf is a great excuse because, like, you get to walk around, gives you a bit of focus every now and again. you know, it's just something a bit different from just taking a walk like everyone's done or going for a run, you know.
But they do say, you know, the saying is golf is a perfectly good way to ruin a walk. And that's
yeah, well, depends how good you are at golf, I suppose.
So the rules next week is that we can go out and meet someone or we can mix with a household of six, right?
And outdoor
outdoors. Outdoors.
Or a group of six.
Yeah.
Indoors.
No, not indoors.
No indoors.
That's from May the 7th is the indoors one. So from May the 7th, you're allowed to, again, restaurant. Sorry, April, for you. April's the next one, sorry, after this.
April 12th.
And then from you're allowed to go to bars, restaurants, outdoors only. You don't have to order drinks to eat. So you don't have to order food to drinks, have drinks, sorry, but you can drink outside. Gyms can open and stuff like that, like fully. Hairdressers and stuff can open again. So, Dre, you can go there. And and then that was the May 7th. There's the next one where you can actually go indoors as well, bars and restaurants, etc. And also, that's key for us because fans will be allowed in stadiums from May the 7th. Hopefully, it's that's the
May
earliest.
17th, I think. May
17th. 17th. Sorry, 17th. Sorry, not 7th. Sorry. Thanks.
There's actually a really funny story in the news this week where a guy from England got caught speeding on the way back from Wales at 122 miles per hour, I think, from having travelled to Wales to get a haircut because their hairdressers opened last week.
Are you having a laugh? He actually went all the way to Wales to be able to have a haircut.
I don't know which part of England he lived, but I'm guessing it was close to the border, I assume, but or close enough. But yeah, he got caught speeding coming back from a haircut.
I just don't understand how people can't just like wait. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's not that big a deal just to wait.
If you wait a year, why ruin it on the last couple of days with a haircut?
It's only
December. We've really like, where is it? Is January just started from or mid December? No, it's right near Christmas, isn't it?
November, my friend. Because you were in tier three, so you had a bit of freedom in London. You guys are
in London. It's been in London. It's been since near December, isn't it? Near Christmas.
We had a period in early December, and then they let everyone go nuts for Christmas, and that's just caused it all over again. So then they
Sookie and his friends going out and getting drunk on a rampage, and this is the type of thing I talk about with these youngins going out too much.
April 12th will be madness. I know that for a fact.
April 12th will be mad.
If it's a sunny week, oh man.
It's inevitable, really.
It's fine. I think it's okay for that to start happening in April. I think we in the UK are in a lot better position than the rest of Europe.
Yeah, that is true in terms of vaccinations, for sure.
The problem is,
and in terms of cases, deaths, and hospital admissions.
But that's because of the vaccinations, though.
Exactly, it's because of vaccination. It's because of lockdown. So if 12 causes any spike or peak, that's the problem, and it would be better if people just.
I think they're expecting a spike because there's now a little bit of an increase with people like in school kids apparently. So spike's okay in cases. It's just. We're going to have 60% of people first vaccinated by the end of the month. So it's just if, as long as it doesn't cause increase in
deaths,
hospital admissions, I think we'll be okay.
It runs out after 6 months. You know that, yeah? The vaccine.
That's it?
After the second dose?
The second dose runs out after 6 months.
You're joking.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
Not its efficacy.
No, they're saying you need a booster in the winter.
Which one? All of them?
All of them at the moment.
No, I think they're saying I'm reading something like that. I don't think it's working.
All of them need a booster in the winter.
Wait a minute, so that means we'd have three injections in 1 year?
Yeah.
No, because then you'd have to have it every year.
Yes.
I think we might have to have it every year. I would agree with that.
Exactly. At the moment, they might improve the formula by the time next year comes around or whatever, but at the moment, with the formulas they've got, you need a booster within 6 months.
Nah, this is classic Kassam conspiracy.
This is the music now. This is conspiracy music. Enter it here.
This is paranoid Kassam again. Pessimistic.
This was on the Boris Johnson This is on the Boris Johnson. Look, Ellie's read it. He said it. He said the question was asked to him.
You'd be right.
That are we going to eliminate it completely? And he said, that's unrealistic. That's not going to happen. So we're going to have to live with this.
It says at least 4 months. It says at least four months.
Oh, wow. That's even worse.
If he says we're going to have to live with it, that means that we're going to have to go, you know, sorry to cut you, Will. With the restrictions, I think he's talking about wearing masks, you know, small groups and things like that. So you won't be able to. This is why I'm saying Tsukini's festival summer ain't gonna happen, because I just don't. If we're gonna have to have like vaccine boosters and stuff like that, how does it make any sense for us to be able to be in cramped small places grinding up against each other?
Easy on the grinding, mate.
Sorry, I've been a bit. I'm trying to give the listeners a picture.
You rolled the ears back. A picture they don't need. You rolled the years back there, didn't you, Trey?
I went all the way to 2019 there. I'll tell you.
your favourite festival is on. Wireless is on this year. It's in South London.
Yeah, I know. It's in Mayans. It's in Mayans.
But they haven't announced who's in it. Who's doing it?
Because it ain't going to happen. I don't know what they're thinking.
It'll happen.
And that's why they announced it in Beulah Hill. And Suki, if you're thinking of coming to Wireless?
Potentially, yeah.
Mayans.
Are you? That's really near me. Is that? I know it's near you as well. It's even nearer to me.
Yeah. It's even further away from me.
Yeah, it is. I wouldn't touch Wireless with a barrel this year.
Cass ain't going. Ellie ain't going. That's for sure.
Not a chance.
It's too rough for them. Suki wants to go.
Whoa!
It is. It's too rough for them. They're,
I went to the Hansenbury Park and it was a nightmare.
What's the one you go to? The one in the
British Summertime Cast I'm going
Yeah,
to.
That's what you...
Yeah, that's more my idea. Yeah, true. That. Although the lineup for Isle of Wight, that interested me a bit. That looks quite decent.
I'm going there, actually, Isle of Wight.
That's no, but you said you weren't going to the festival. Though. Oh, you were? Oh, yeah, okay. What, the festival?
Yeah.
You booked that as well?
I'm going Isle of Wight in September, and we're trying to coincide it with the Isle of Wight Festival.
Oh. You see this? You see what's going on here?
This
He's
guy,
going
man.
All around. He's going all around Britain.
Super spreader.
You know?
I've got the option to go to all of these with work, but I'm not going to go.
Wisdom. Why? You see, that's wisdom right there.
You're not going to any of them?
Oh, because for safety?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm ready to...
I mean, I'm not going to Wireless because I don't want to get stabbed. But
yeah, that would be the main reason. And they would stab you. You know what? I was watching last week when the show ended. Dre told everyone to watch Superstore. Has everyone seen it?
What do you think?
It's good, actually. It's decent. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
But obviously, the reason you told us to watch it is because the guy in the wheelchair looks exactly like you.
And yes, he does. Garrett.
He looks like you. He acts like you. He talks like you. And I was like, oh, man, that's why he told us to watch it.
That's so wrong.
Is it true? I haven't seen it, so I can't comment. I'm going to have to check it out. I'm going to have to check this out.
The two Asian people confirmed it. Well, how can I be wrong?
Yeah, very good point. I can't argue with you.
Superstore, so wrong.
He's like a cooler, better looking version of Dre.
Oh no!
Wow! You see,
that's like a wheelchair. So he's probably got better mobility.
See, no, no. You know what it is? You know what this is, guys?
He doesn't look like him.
This is vaccine envy. This is what it is.
Seen him yet?
No. Sorry. I was just going to speak. Go on. Tell me. So what's the guy's name?
Garrett.
This is unbelievable vaccine envy.
I think double G, actually.
In what? What's the series called again?
Superstore. It's called Superstore.
You better hope I don't find... When I find someone... And you know what? I feel like Ellie, I should Ellie's stand up just so you know the difference.
Ellie's just seen the twin. Ellie, on your screen is Dre. That's not him, by the way.
That is so disrespectful. But
it does
so
not
true.
Look like me, but just so for the record. To anyone listening,
wow.
this is false and lies.
There he is.
No, literally.
There he is.
He looks like if Dre and Uncle Phil had a baby.
Yes!
Oh,
from
the time.
From Fresh Prince. Yeah, literally.
Is that the direction I'm going?
Wow!
Yeah, that's him. There, look.
The face.
It does not look like me in any way.
That face is just...
I can't believe that. You know what? Whoever's editing this, please cut this out.
That was the best.
This is a keeper.
Lookalikes one. We should do a lookalikes next time.
We'll do lookalikes. Right. So you got me.
No, we won't revisit me again. No point in doing that.
It'll get offensive.
But what I was going to say. I'll go with Terry Waite for. Oh, he's coming.
I've got the radiator here as well, actually. I'm chained to it so that.
Okay. Back to the festival, please.
Yeah, go.
Festivals, right? Yeah, quick. I told Suki about this. One of my friends, he's got a festival on where is it actually on? It's on an island nearby, but it's called One Island. It's a New Era festival from the 3rd to the 5th. OC Island. Has anyone been there or heard of it?
What?
OC Island.
Where's that?
I think it's near the Isle of Wight, I think. Where is it? Say?
OC Island.
What's the black population there?
When I get there, be one. But it looks like a nice festival, to be fair. Like it looks decent, like nice accommodation, proper rooms, like penthouses and stuff like that.
It looks like a fire festival from the website.
Oh no.
a little bit fire festival. To be honest, it is a little bit like that kind of concept.
It is a little bit just influences there.
3-day weekend, 500 exclusive tickets.
Oh no.
23 island properties and beautiful apartments, cottages, and manor houses.
This sounds like my kind of festival.
That's what I was thinking. It's decent.
I want to go because I don't want to be staying in some tent.
Exactly. Wow, they got UK independent food brands from vegan pizza to hipster Chinese.
Yes, this is where I want to go. What's it called?
It's called the One Island Fest.
Is anyone on this call a vegan, by the way?
No.
Okay, thank God for that. What the hell is the point of vegan pizza then? Like, what cheese have they got on there? Vegan cheese. Fake cheese then.
Yeah, but you can get, you know, like they got those no meat. What's it called?
Beyond Meat.
Beyond Meat. And you know, they got those burgers. Yeah.
How does that fix the cheese situation?
Yeah, I'm saying if they can make meat, they can make cheese. That's what I'm saying. You know,
like avocado and stuff like that.
Cheese is more of a texture.
I apologize to anyone who's tuned in. Just coincidentally, we do support Liverpool, all of us, and
Liverpool are supported by corn burgers, so I got approached by them, and they said that do you want to do anything with Liverpool's official meat replacement brand? And I thought, it's a bit niche, but I don't know what I can do.
But you know how it tastes bad is that the new advert's based around saving the planet. It's not even saying like, no, it tastes like meat, it's better than meat. They're like, the new advertising program's like, you know, I used to eat meat, but now I eat this because it's better for the planet. You know, it's like, they can't even say it tastes good.
I've had corn replacement
for quite a few, and it's really good.
Is it?
You like it?
Yeah, it's good. Like, you can get it
tomorrow for my page.
Do you know what? Actually, you should try this. The mince replacement is really good. So if you do like a spaghetti or a lasagna or anything like that,
But doesn't it turn to mush? It's just like wet mush.
Exactly like the it's the same texture as meat.
What's it actually made of?
It's a plant. It's plant based. I don't know specifically what, but it. I really like it. I think,
See why they wanted him to represent.
You know what I mean?
I don't know, they haven't, and I've got a brown envelope here.
Carson's getting paid.
Exactly.
You know what else, guys? Actually, really interesting that Standard Chartered Banking is really good.
I'll be honest, I've been banking with them for years in this country and in Ghana, and I've had no problems with my transfers.
In Ghana?
Yeah, Western Union is how I send my money there. And
Men for my face cream.
Exactly, and Expedia. I fly over by Expedia. I travel everywhere.
Just lost all credibility whatsoever.
And Axe is my go-to private health insurance.
Exactly, that's it for sure. You know,
I've got to get some brownie points back.
And FSG in.
No. Maria, are you going to try some of those corn dishes then? I've given you some ideas.
Yeah, I will actually. I'll get some corn mince tomorrow and I'll do a little thing and I'm going to tag you on my Instagram.
There we go.
Porn, so that they can see that you're involved.
Dre, seeing as there was no football this week, that should be the image on the thing. A nice corn dish.
Or corn.
please don't. I know we're dry. But Liverpool will be so happy with us, though.
Listen, we've got some gripes as Liverpool fans here. Can I kick off one of my first gripes as a Liverpool fan?
Wait, are you moving on to actual football? Or are you just still complaining about
general This is a slight. Well, this is my England gripe.
Okay.
Let's move on to it.
Would you bring us into it? There was
no football this week. Well, there was actually.
You were right, Cass.
Yeah, well, there was no football. It's an international break. And this one's going on for ages, actually. So it goes on until next weekend. So it's three England games that we're going to have to put up with. So it's going to be a bit of a dead period. Yeah, exactly, Great. Yeah, next week's show is going to be another replacement show, basically, because there'll be no football next week either.
So we're playing on next Saturday, which is...
There's two England games before then, though. Yeah.
Mm.
So it's qualifiers. So we're gonna give Dre the floor to talk about his love of England.
Dud teams, and they get excited.
And anyway. Suki as well with his England top. They can discuss for the next few
minutes.
We'll
see what Suki says because he's quite defensive about England, the football team.
I didn't even watch the game yesterday. What game?
To be honest, I'll be defense for England. I'll play defense. It's a tough gig, but I'll take it. I'll defend England.
So who's the games that they're playing next week?
I know the final one next week is Poland. I think it's Albania on the weekend, and then Poland. I think on Wednesday or Thursday, probably.
Waiting for some race stuff there when they get to Albania.
To be honest, it's going to get feisty.
Especially if they try to take the knee, then that'll be. my gripe with England is. I'll say we because I'm technically English, but why do we always have to, or every manager just seem to play Tottenham or other players no matter what type of form they are?
Liverpool players, he
threw Trent under the bus and he will play players that haven't been playing or completely out of form
That's why Trent shouldn't be in, but go on.
By that argument, if Trent shouldn't be in, Eric Dier shouldn't be in, and then Trippier shouldn't be in.
Yeah, I mean...
And then I can point out four or five others.
No, but your case is, you're right. I'm going to jump in before Eddie does, but if your argument is that we're picking the wrong players, I agree with you. But if your argument is that we're picking the wrong players and Trent should be in, you're completely wrong because Trent has been atrocious this season. He shouldn't be anywhere near that team.
So if we're looking at not that I care, again, I'm making it clear. I care about Liverpool players and then I care about the treatment of Liverpool players. And I'd say in the calendar year...
You care about how they play for us.
I care about how they play for us. I don't care about England. I'd rather them not get
You don't
played.
Call it out. I think this is the problem that you and Ellie have, is that you don't call it out when they play badly.
Wait a minute. We're going down this rabbit hole again.
I got a little backhanded slap out of nowhere.
Don't allow him. Do not allow him to steer us down this rabbit hole again.
Today, so I will steer it a little bit. Before Ellie comes to the defence of England,
go on.
Suki Maria, just one straight question. Just yes or no, should Trent be in the England starting lineup? Yes or no? Based on his performances so far.
No. You have to. Who's the other people?
That's
choose?
A separate question.
Reese James.
Reese James has been better than Trent.
Has he not been on the bench? He's been on the bench against us.
He was hideous against us.
How many has Trent had? All right. If I ask you straight, Ellie, how many poor games has Trent had this season? Can you answer it?
5-6, maybe?
No, the answer is he's only had two good games. But Maria,
what I will say is I'm very happy Trent is getting a rest and isn't picked.
I agree with that.
So I'm really happy with that. What I will say is based on his current season's form, I don't think he deserved to be picked. But actually, he's looked really good the last month. He's looked really good the last month. And based on the last month's form, he does deserve to be picked.
Thank you very much.
Wisdom. Yeah, well said.
I agree with Dre's point where... There's some players, And for me, Trent is the right back for England that when they are in bad form, they still get picked. And he should have got picked for that reason.
Yes, because he's better than everyone else.
That's correct. Liverpool have made the same mistake. They played him when he's so badly out of form. It doesn't make any sense.
What? You'd rather Neco Williams played yet?
So, can you answer about Eric Dier? Let's answer for Eric Dier. Let's answer for other players. I mean, I won't go through them all, but who shouldn't be playing. Maguire's been absolutely atrocious. Maguire plays, come Wayne, wind or shine. Like he plays no matter what.
Have you had another drink so far? Is that what's happening?
There's more than water in this Gator Red Bull. Maguire plays all the time, no matter what. And he's been poor for over a season. He wouldn't play for another country. Would he get in Germany's team? No. Would he get in Spain's team? No. Would he get in Holland's team? No. When they play them in the Euros, that's why England can get peppered as they normally do. Get out of an easy group and then get peppered and get knocked out. And then
I agree with that sentiment. Interesting. Yeah, okay. Ellie, make your defense.
Yeah, so what I will say is, firstly, I did think I can understand why Gareth would leave Trent out based on, I'm hoping it was just cover up that he needs. No. It's cover up that he needs. He knew he needed a rest. And I hope it's just purely for that purpose.
Yeah, but look what he said.
I know he didn't say that, but I'm hoping he didn't need to do that, but maybe he's trying to be the big man and say, hey, GM up and all that kind of stuff. So when he comes back, he'll actually be better rather than messing around, you know? Maybe. I don't know. I'm hoping that was really the reason behind it, but I didn't like it. But what I will say in England, because I know you have this thing about England's quality as a team and not being good enough and all that. No, but we have got talent. And I'll be honest.
Who's world class?
We've got a lot of established world class at the moment.
Well, hang on. This is quite good. So I want to do this as a general thing. But world class, are you defining it with my definition, which is that you are the best player in the world in that position? So you get
not the best, 11. But no, not the best. Top
one
five.
Of you could be one of the best. Yeah. There's several people.
No. But then that's elite.
You could be in a conversation.
Things.
No, you can't have one world class player.
It's more than just ridiculous. Best one player.
No, that's it.
Cast top five. Come on, man.
What I deem as world class is if you can be in the conversation. So back in the day, it would be Roberto Carlos or someone else. Or Zidane or someone else. Do you know what I mean?
By your low standards, we'll do world class. But so let's talk about Maria. Just straight up, some names. Who do you think is world class in the England setup?
Harry Kane is world class. I think Trent is as well.
I'm just going to pull you both up on that one. The Harry Kane one. What? So you tell me what key game, and I'm not talking about like when he plays against San Marino or other pub players from different countries. What has he done on the world stage to prove that he's world class?
That's a different.
Got England to the semi-finals.
In the European, look who they played against.
Yeah, okay, but so he still got England to the semi-finals, though. Yeah, like other top players haven't managed to do that. I mean, you got to give.
For argument's sake, I'll give you Harry
Kane. And he got his club to
world class.
He's probably the second best striker in the world right now.
At Spurs, he's been at Spurs as well. You got to understand, he took that team to the Champions League final, really. You know, although they did better when he wasn't there, but that's another story.
And then they got there without him.
And when he came back, they lost. But what I'm trying to say is that Harry Kane is a player that let me just put it out there. I've said many, many times, he is the biggest diver in world football, more so than Neymar. No, so I don't like his character as a player, but I can't deny his ability. He's outstanding. Even this season, he's gone up levels. His ability
this
to
season,
assist,
I'll
assist
give you this
as well
season.
As score. Assist as well as score.
I'll give you this
no
season.
One's doing that kind of thing. No one's doing those kind of levels. So, and I think if we're going to say, and this is why Kasim's question is a good one, actually. If we're going to say Salah is in the world class, if Salah is in the world class.
Not this season.
No, whoa, that's the thing is, are you saying he's a world class player or not? Exactly.
I think he's been world class this season. Mm.
This season, you can't say this season, because then you can put 17-year-olds in that bracket. And they can't say that, because they just turned up. You can't. No, I think you've got to say it for the last
Cass, so see if you agree with this one, and Maria and Suki, see if you agree with this. Once you have had like 2 to 3 seasons of being absolutely world-class, I think if your team is going through difficulties, then I don't think you can just automatically be taken out of the world-class conversation just because your team is shit. He's still the top scorer in the league.
Yeah.
So despite a dysfunctional team, he's still, and players that are playing alongside him are severely out of form, he's still got his.
So that's what I'm saying. You have to say Kane, but Jay, you have to say Kane is then. That's what I'm saying. You have. If we're
no, I'll give you Kane this year.
Kane has been consistently for 5 years, even when they've been up and down. He has been top scorer. He's got Golden Boot, I think, last season or joint last season. He has been getting records as well. So you can't say this is one season wonder with Kane. Like, oh, he's only.
No, it's not about the. It's not about the goals. It for me.
Well, it is for a striker,
before it was just about he's got goal scoring, which is cool. But like, I think that his all round play is good, and I didn't realize he had passes like that. So
but
I think because of the injuries that's
not his job.
No, but like, I think because of the injury,
Lewandowski doesn't play as much setup or play as many balls through or anything like that. But he's still the best striker in the world. Yeah, exactly.
But I think
Harry Kane anywhere near Lewandowski.
No, but put him in that Bayern. Put him in that Bayern team. He would do some serious numbers. If he went to, because there was rumors he'd go to Man City. If Kane went to City, I hate to see it happen. But if he went to City, he'd be a Ballon d'Or candidate straight away. Straight away. Yep. Because he would be devastating. You know, look at even Sterling manages to score at City. Imagine.
Right. So we'll move off of Kane. So again, I'm gonna let you open it to Suki and Maria as well. You know, who is world class in there? And don't try to tell me Sterling is world class. So who is
Trent? I'd say Trent's not based on his form.
He is though, man. Cassie is
one of the best right backs in the world.
He broke the record twice.
I'm being biased if I do that.
He broke the record twice, Cass, for number of assists from a defender. You know, at the age of 20. I mean, come on, Cass. He's won the Champions League and the Premier League. What more can a player do? You know, he went undefeated in a home stadium for over 60 games.
Player of the year as well.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Suki, who else? I want to hear some other names.
I don't have any other names.
In England, it's tough. I'll be honest.
No one else world-class in England.
Just looking at the list, and there isn't really.
I tell you who's close though, and this is I'm not saying they are. I'm saying they're close. I think Sancho is close. He's not had the best of season, but he's not far off. You know, Sancho at his peak. He's, like I said, that's why I said you got to do it for a while because. He's been up and down, up and down, up and down. He could no, but he's good. He's on the verge. He's on the verge, though. He's on the verge. I also think some of our youngsters could definitely make that step up. Like that Jude Bellingham, I think he could be definitely. Like if he gets a run, he's only 17. He's only 17, and I know you're gonna hate this. But I think Foden could be as well. I think Foden's got it in him.
I knew you guys were going to bring this out your ass. I knew it. And this is the argument that we have every week.
This is your biasness.
No, it's not. He's not. He is not world class. He plays in it. No, with world class players.
Said he is world class. He said he could be world class.
Exactly. I think he.
No, I'm talking about who is now.
Okay, and that's it. I've said the two. I know two. I can hang my hat on and say. I tell you who's also. Close actually is Rashford. Like when he's on it, Rashford is like unbelievable. But when he's off it, he's miles. You know, so he's like hot and cold.
I think we're using good and world class now.
Yeah, I agree.
No, but come on. When Rashford's on it, like there's nothing anyone to do to stop him. No, come on. It's true though. It's true.
Yeah, but you can say that about every striker. You can say it about any striker when they're on it, they're unstoppable. But it's about consistency. It's about turning up in big games. It's about winning big games. It's about being a leader for your team.
Why I said he's not. But like when they need, like when Man U needed him, he had, well, for a while, he was the guy that turned up. And without him, they just look a lot worse.
We had this conversation. I think Greenwood will be the one that goes on to be world class out of the two of them.
Potentially.
Greenwood's the better.
You guys seem like you're scraping, as far as I'm concerned.
We're done. England, we're done. All right, Liverpool team. Liverpool team, world class. Okay, who do you think is world class in the Liverpool team then?
Ooh.
Who?
That's a good question.
Maria. Who's world class in the Liverpool team?
Well, Salah, when he's on form. Mm-hmm. I know we've just had a big discussion about him, but
I agree. Come on, your favourite player, Maria.
I mean, I don't know who you mean. I don't have a favourite player, but Virgil. Why do you laugh? I think he's a very good player.
Yeah, he's exactly world class.
Fab?
Nah.
Well, I don't know.
What?
Yeah, he's the best defender.
Fab right now is one of the best midfielders in the world.
No, he's not.
He is. Defensive midfielder. He is. And he is. He's better than Kante now. I'll tell you that much. In his position,
if he was on the market, there'll be a big battle for him.
Okay, Cass, who's the better number six in the world now? Go on, hit me with it. Number six, that is. I'm not on about midfielder, number six, as in the one defensive centre mid.
This season or in general?
Yeah. Well, just okay, in general, current not this
player.
Season. Just...
Current player.
I really like Casemiro.
He's okay. Yeah.
But there ain't much of a difference, dude, though.
There isn't much. It's close. Exactly.
I don't know. But Casemiro gets more goals as well, for sure.
All right. Okay.
So I think that's one that's definitely better than him. But this is my point. We have different definitions of world class. But I think we're already stretching when we say Fabinho. I think we've got Van Dijk, Salah, and
Trent for me? No, Trent. I say Alisson.
He's definitely not.
The spine of our team. I'd say if you look at and to be honest,
I can't judge it from this season because they're
thinking of it from this season. But I'd say Alisson as well.
Yeah, because look what they did last year. There was it's a fortress. You know, Alisson was amazing.
I wouldn't take backs over Robbo either.
Exactly, Robbo's
Robbo's up.
But the only thing is Alphonso Davies, because guys out there like Alphonso Davies, and you know that I'm saying Robbo is up there. But I'm saying, but Trent set levels that are just outrageous, though. That's why
is Bayern's number six Goretzka?
He's very good.
If he's their number six, he's better than Fabinho as well, 100%.
No, I don't think he's number six. I think he's a box to box. He's an eight.
He's an eight.
Muller plays in the eight.
No, Kimmich. I think Kimmich plays as number six.
Kimmich is a player that I would, you know, get rid of a majority of our midfielders for.
Yeah, he's a versatile.
He's elite. I won't get rid of Fabinho. I think Kimmich is his passing range. I've seen some of this stuff that he does. Like when teams are just camped out in their box, he finds players. And then also he does the dirty work as well. So I really like it. This is my point. Obviously, we're just really popping back into England. It's just that I just don't see what they have. I really don't. I've watched other teams and I just don't see what there is to get a fuss about.
Okay, let me. Euros then? Who do you think is going to win the Euros? Everyone pick a team right now who's going to win the Euros.
I'll let Maria go first.
Yes.
I'm just being gentlemanly.
Honestly, I don't know. My mind's gone completely blank. Not England.
I think Germany. I'm going to go for Germany. I'll go early. I'll say Germany.
I'll go France.
Yeah, France have got a good chance.
I think you'd have to look at France, Spain, Germany. But I would say my outside favourites are Portugal.
Oh, interesting.
I think Portugal have got firepower and steel.
Are they outside favourites? Are they reigning champions?
They are reigning champions.
Yeah, but they're done now.
How are you going to call reigning champions?
Greece were reigning champions 1 minute. You didn't think they're going to repeat it, did you?
Actually, yeah.
Greece is good. Yeah, that's it.
No, they're missing their left back. I don't know where he is. So
he played actually. Came off with cramp apparently, not injured.
My god.
But he's good.
Did any of our players play in the friendlies or actually they're not friendlies, they're competitive games, but did any of them play and look good?
Ooh. Now I'll tell you what, Kabak looked very good actually against
Did he give away a penalty?
No. He did, but apparently it was really soft, and apparently and everyone said he was man of the match, just bossed it.
I like him. I think they should pull the trigger now.
Yeah. They won 4-2. They won 4-2 against Genie's Holland team, which is a shame. But Naby won. Obviously, Naby won against Mali, captained his side to victory. So they're free to the African Cup of Nations. No, but he played the full 90.
Is he not injured?
He's not injured, no. He's not injured. He's back.
This is really important. You know, last week where you mentioned that he was compared to Zidane.
Yeah.
I read the actual article. And it said his communication style is similar.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. Oh, was there editing? Was there a bit of fraud?
What it said is the way he leads is similar to Zidane. But Maria, what it meant though in that sense was that he does his talking with his ability on the pitch. That's what it meant.
I can't remember the exact word.
I also did a bit of research. Yeah, I also did a bit of research on stuff that Ellie said last week. So he said that Naby Keita has set up more goals for Mo Salah than anyone else. Now, I want to know how you came to that number, because Naby Keita's assist total, you didn't say that last week for starters, but also Naby Keita's assist total at Liverpool is 6. In his 3 years at Liverpool, he's set up 6 goals. So how is he the most efficient supplier of goals to Mo Salah?
And for the record,
from midfield. How many socks set up then from Salah?
This isn't about ox.
Go on. No, come on. Tell me from midfield.
I don't have the specific numbers.
What I'm saying is that. Trent's mainly the assist maker. Robbo's mainly assist maker. Our midfield don't assist at all. That is a problem we have generally, actually. That is a big problem. You're right. So that is a problem. But Naby and Salah, there is that connection from midfield. But I stand by that.
They're supposed to be listening to offers. I'm not teeing cats up. But they're supposed to be listening to offers. But I let
For
Naby.
I think his
favorite one guy said Fabrizio or something like that said it. I can't remember.
No. That's rubbish. I'll be honest. I have a keyword tracker for Naby Keita. So anything that comes up regarding that guy, I'll be the first to know it. And there has been nothing to that effect of any kind of credibility. And going back to your defamation of our national team, Andre. I will.
What?
Oh, he went. Oh no, Cassim gone. Okay, fine. I thought I'd upset you again. Welcome back, the gaffer. But when you look at our front, when you look at our best potential team plus the bench, it is actually quite exciting.
You're talking about Liverpool England?
No, England. No, you're saying you said England.
There's no trash in that for me.
If you look at a front three, you put Kane up there, right?
Okay.
And then you got Sancho out wide.
Okay.
Would you argue, you know, that is a...
No, carry on.
All right. And then on the left, you could go many ways. You could go Sterling, where? Grealish.
Who are you choosing out of those two?
Rashford.
I'm quite interested. Who are you choosing out of those two?
I'm going to go for Rashford, actually.
So you're going to go... In the middle, you're going to go... I'm just not as knowledgeable as you. I just want to find out something.
Here we go.
So Kane, you're going to put. So Kane, without any form of pace, is going to be your centre forward. Yeah.
What the position he plays?
Are you playing in a 4-3-3?
Yeah, exactly.
So you're playing 4-3-3. So he's going to play bang in the middle, but Son usually is doing all the running for him.
Yeah, which is Sancho. Which is
what Sancho's going to do.
Okay, so Sancho's going to do all the running, but is Sancho prolific?
Yes. he's one of the top scoring assist makers in Europe.
Okay. In the German league, but yeah, it's all right. But,
All right.
No, I'm just here to ask questions.
Okay, so front three of Rashford, Kane, and Sancho. You telling me that that's not devastating?
Sorry, for a front three of Sancho, Kane, and Rashford.
Yeah, you're
going to choose Rashford. Why are you not choosing Sterling?
Because I think Sterling's hit and miss. He's a good option. He's a good player on his day, but he's just up and down. And I just think Rashford for me is a more reliable.
You put Rashford above Grealish.
Yeah, as an attacking player, yes. I would consider Grealish as the first to come on when something needs to happen. That's how I kind of look at him, to be honest. Personally. Okay.
All right.
And in midfield, you got a three of you could have Hendo, Rice, and Mason Mount. You're telling me that you see Mason Mount.
So Mason Mount, you're going to put is your centre midfielder with Hendo, who's definitely class, and Rice, Declan Rice, very good player. But Mason Mount is your second.
Mount's had a really good season.
Thank you, Suki. You know, Mount, you don't see the way Mount tore us apart. He's
Dre,
like the
Dre best can't give credit. Dre can't give credit to any other players that play for any other English club. You just can't. You're too biased.
Chelsea beat Liverpool because of Mount.
Yeah.
Literally.
Where was Fabinho there?
We were rubbish.
At back.
But we'll see if we get to the semi-final. We'll see then. We'll see.
Well, let's talk about it. All right. Let's talk about it. Champions League draw was done.
Yeah, let's move on to Liverpool.
Nice segue there.
Champions League draw was done. We were talking about it before it happened last week, but it's now been made. It's worth pointing out.
I was right.
It's been worth pointing out that two other English teams are in there as well. Who's got the lineup in front of them?
The fixtures.
Yeah, the fixtures.
Okay, so so it's us versus, obviously, versus, I can't remember.
We've got Real Madrid.
It's a PSG, it's a glamour tie of PSG and Bayern.
That is a game.
Oh, yeah, that is one to one.
That's going to be wonderful.
Who's going to win that?
I'm hoping they don't put it on the same damn time as well.
Bayern, final win.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think Bayern are just more solid. But then PSG under Pochettino aren't the same team, you know. They look a bit more aggressive. And also, actually, Neymar not being there and Di Maria has actually kind of helped them. They actually look a more solid team. And Mbappe is kind of stepping up, you know, he knows he's got to kind of be the guy. And Verratti's playing well again, like he hasn't done for a few years. So they look, it could be a good game. But I think you'd have to put your money on Bayern if you're... Ooh. I think you'd have to put Suki's breaking.
Suki's bored. He spilled something. There's some spillage. All right, so you're going for Bayern in that one then.
Yeah.
All right. Who else is it? Who else is playing?
And then Man City have got a tough game against Dortmund. So
we get to see what your Sancho is all about and what your Haaland is all about there.
That's going to be interesting. The problem with Dortmund is their defence isn't great. So that's why people are saying City probably going to win that one. But I don't know. It depends. If Haaland goes on a mad one and Sancho goes on a mad one and the defenders actually turn up, then it could be interesting. But that's going to be a good game. Another glamour tie. So
Emre Can to save the day there, I think.
Emre Can to do his favour.
I can see City losing. I don't see City as a good team in the Champions League based on the I think they've got a soft loss in them, just like they did against.
I think they're built for more so. They're focused more on the Champions League than anything else. I feel like they're more of a Champions League team this season. It just so happens, obviously, it's the rest of the Premier League is rubbish, so therefore they can just run away from it. But I feel the main focus for them is that.
All right, who have Chelsea got? Chelsea are through.
They've got Porto, yeah.
Easy.
Ugh.
So
it shouldn't be easy, but I think it will be for them.
I don't know if it will be easy, you know. I think Porto are the team that I don't want to go as far as saying that Ajax were, because they've not got the same quality as Ajax had when they did well, but I think they've got the heart. You know, they'll fight because it's the most important thing that's happened to them in a long time. So, you know, I think if Chelsea aren't at it, you know, Porto, they overturned. You saw what they did to Juve. You know, they've got the heart in them to keep going to the end. And I think that they at this level, there's enough quality to cause teams problems if they're not ready. And let's bear in mind as well that this Tuchel Chelsea time, Chelsea side, doesn't score a lot of goals. So, they don't need to, but that means that Porto don't need to either. So to win the tie, so it could be interesting, but I'd be surprised they didn't win that. To be honest, Chelsea do look solid.
So the winners of the Chelsea Porto tie get to face the winners of Liverpool versus Real Madrid, the glamour tie, two of the most successful teams in that tournament as well, and obviously a repeat of the 2018 final when we lost to Real Madrid. So. What do you think about the tie, Maria? And do you think we can turn it around this time?
I'd like to think we can. And I think we've got a good chance. But I think it is going to be a tough one. I was reading people's thoughts on the tie. And it's quite a bit of a mixed bag. I think on one hand, you can kind of, you feel like Liverpool are really will fight for this. They really want it because obviously they kind of have to win. There's no doubt about it. But then on the other hand, it's not necessarily an easy fixture. I know there was a bit of a sigh of relief that it wasn't Bayern, but it's going to be a tough one. I'd like to think Liverpool will win it, but I'm not sure. That's a bit of a wishy-washy answer because that honestly, that's how I feel about it. I'm not. I think that is the way.
Suki, what has to go right for us to win it? What? How are we going to beat Real Madrid?
So I'm the opposite of you, and I don't know if this is just me being optimistic, me as usual, considering I've predicted most wins for the season in the Premier League. But I obviously think Liverpool will walk the comfortably get through the two legs. I think Real Madrid have, I know we've struggled in the Premier League, but Real Madrid have struggled in the Spanish league. I feel there's just been a different vibe about Liverpool with Fab back. I feel we've lost a lot of games this season. There's been a lot of confidence taken out. But I think just having Fab back in midfield just improved the confidence a little bit. We've got Jota back. And I'm just really hoping this 2.5 week break, this 20-day break or something, has just really helped the players. Like, a lot of the players haven't had that kind of rest for such a long time. I think a lot of the issues were to do with fatigue. And actually, a lot of players actually haven't gone on international duty. So I'm kind of excited. I think we can do a job over Madrid.
And I say reason for Trent, a good thing that Trent hasn't been selected to play for England, because he gets that rest as well, ready for this.
Yeah,
and hopefully we get Hendo back for the second leg if we can.
Yeah, I mean, I was saying that the last podcast, I said that I thought Real Madrid is a good team to draw, and the reason I said that is the same reason why I think I kind of agree with Suki. I'm not saying that it's a given by any means, but I wouldn't be surprised if he walked it, because Real Madrid are a team that rely heavily on quality, not necessarily effort. And a lot of their effort players that they would rely on, guys like Valverde, who's looks like he's been linked to Manu, by the way, their engine players aren't available, plus a lot of their other stars. So I think our work rate has been a bit down, I think we'll be up for this one because of what happens. Salah, well, most importantly, will be up for this game. And when Salah's up for a game, he could do anything, you know. And I think the whole team will be as well, to make a point, because it's the first time we played them. And also, because of Real Madrid's almost lackadaisical style, so to speak, and the way they play, I think we got this. There he is. Is that Mo?
Yeah, so I'm just showing the guys. It's all over Instagram. There's been pictures of Mo and Ramos training. And it's so funny, you've got Mo doing all this solid training where he's like climbing up walls with just his arms, like with the moving blocks. Yeah. And then you got Ramos just in his boxers with like metal chains around him. And then somebody's just tweeted both of them and put the comment, "Motherfuckers training like they're facing each other WrestleMania 37.
This is Rocky. Rocky 3, 4, and 5. All in. This is the one. This is Rocky 1 and 2. Apollo the classic ones.
This is something. We're going to win it, right?
You know what? I'll say, Cass, I don't know. I'm just being honest. I don't know. And you know what? If we convincingly beat Arsenal, which I'm clearly, as if you've been listening to,
what's that got to do with what we're talking about now?
Nothing to do with this.
Well, it's a warm up. It's a warm up. You got to, you know, sometimes, you know, if
we battle for eighth in the league,
indulge me here. In the day, is this? Is that, you know, when you're a heavy white boxer and you're on your way back to reclaiming your title, you've got to go through dud boxers, haven't you? Right? So
true.
You know, you go through like dud dry washed up boxers just to warm you up. So
by your logic, yeah. If we lose to Arsenal, then we got no chance. We've blown it
not talking for the rest of this podcast.
We can't beat Real Madrid then, because that would be it.
I'll just make it quite clear. If we don't beat Arsenal convincingly, then we are not going to beat Real Madrid.
Okay, so I mean, you're putting a lot on this Arsenal game as usual, like as if
everything's on it.
as if nothing's on it. It's literally a fight for eighth. Literally,
no. To you,
I don't care if we lose that game.
I care about us beating Arsenal because you know what? When you've got a fight against a dud team with full of big talkers, then you know, they seem to think that they are near us.
They are, like, literally.
They are.
In stature, I'm talking about. In stature, not in position. In stature. So enjoy our dry season this year. Because I mean, next season,
one more Premier League than we've ever won.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, just to inform you, the Premier League, Premier League wasn't the start of English football. It actually happened before then. That's where we've got 18 league titles before we won this one. Just
that's ancient history. In terms of stature, I would say they're probably the third biggest club in the country.
Oh, get out of here, Casno. Get out of here, please.
What? No, the third behind us, you mean, though?
Yeah, obviously. I would say we're actually probably ahead of Man United in terms of the biggest club in the country.
Thank you.
We've won more Champions Leagues than them, and that is the big one. So we're tops. Man United are second.
I think you've got to take into lots of factors when you say biggest club. Yeah. I don't want us to go out and say those types of things because, you know, Man United are a far bigger entity. No, I hate them. You know I do. But at the end of the day, Man United are far bigger.
No, financially.
So that's what I mean.
Yeah, but if you say stature, fan base. If we're talking financially, then it's Man City.
If you're talking about trophies won, if you're talking about in this country, just if we're just being like, you know, unbiased.
No, I'm talking about what you said, stature. What is the club with the biggest stature?
But then, so if we're looking at the teams right now, here and now, with the biggest stature, it's Man United. It's us. Oh, no, I say, I'm not in any particular order.
Oh, okay.
It's Man United, it's us, it's Chelsea, and Man City.
Chelsea on new money. Those are the biggest ones. No.
I'm talking about right now.
Are you telling me?
No, that makes no sense. Because in the day is that if you are, let's say, for example, any of them are going for an elite player.
Yeah.
Who, and Arsenal's going for them as well. So if Man City or Chelsea and Arsenal are going for an elite player, do you think that Arsenal stand a flipping chance?
Yeah, but if Liverpool or Man City or Chelsea are going for an elite player, Man City and Chelsea are ahead of us because of the financial clout.
Well, London helps.
To level that is our playing style that is interesting to a lot of people. The Klopp, everyone wants to play.
Arsenal
with him.
Are known
our
for
fans.
Playing the best football in Europe.
They used to be. You're thinking about the days where Henri and them lot were there, or Wenger was there. They're defensive team. They're playing no
exactly
different than Sheffield United.
I've already said that we are ahead of them, but you have to give them credit and say they are one of the biggest clubs in the country, and they are. There's no debate about that.
If you're talking about fifth, and they're bigger than Chelsea. If you're talking about fifth, no. Well, I would say as an attractive proposition right here and right now. I'm not talking about historically.
Yeah, but as an
I'm
attractive proposition, right now. We're behind Man United. I mean, you won't say it, but we are. If you're going to go by that rule,
we're not. No, I don't agree with that. Because if you're talking about recent history, that's why people can dare like Ellie can actually have a conversation about getting Mbappe because it could be a reality because he wants.
Okay, let me talk about this very quickly.
Wait. Okay,
I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying it could be.
Ellie, you're first on the queue. You're first in the playlist. Pause. Okay, Champions League talk is done. Just very quickly, given that you know who we're going to face in the next round and in the semi-final. Do you think we're going to win it? And honest answer, just do you think we're going to win the Champions
League? That's what I'm saying. I don't think anyone can say that you can't win it because the end of the day is that it's a cup competition. So on that day, on those two games, we are in cup competitions through all managers that we've had, very strong. That's what we've
confident.
Been, you know. So I'm not saying that we've got a solid chance of winning.
So you're confident, I'm not as ballsy as Suki though.
I'm not saying we're gonna win. I think we've got a solid chance of winning.
Yeah. I think Kabak is playing well. League?
Yeah, I agree. I think we've got a chance of winning it.
Okay.
I'll put my money on Klopp, who's got to the Champions League semi-final. Sorry, the final three times. Yeah, he clearly knows.
I mean, Zidane's won it three times, but we can talk about that. I think he's run it four times, hasn't he?
As a manager, he's won it three, in a row.
Right, okay.
So if what that I will matters, say, then we'll what I will say that. Is,
wait, okay, transfer talk.
No. I'm saying I think we're gonna win. I think that. Come here, man. Come on, man. Let me say. Now, I think that given the we've got the best chance we're ever going to get of winning it because our side of the draw is the easiest.
Yeah.
You know, like
I mean this
Champions League. I'm saying the way things were, that was the best it could have gone for us, literally. You know, pretty much, you know. And it, especially if Porto beat Chelsea and we get him in the set, like that'd be like, you know, the dream come true. So I think we've definitely got the far easier half side. So this, you know, it's in our hands and I think we can. But what I was going to say is it's just flashed up saying, transfer news. It's just flashed up saying that...
Who's this from?
That's not important. What's important is that it's news. Now, PSG apparently has stepped up their interest in signing Sadio Mane. Now, would you sell?
Four.
Don Ballon it is. Would you sell?
Four.
Yeah, 100%.
Yes.
Whoa. Wait a minute. Are you selling? Are you buying Mbappe plus Mane?
What they're saying is that they think that they're going to struggle to hold on to Mbappe now. So they're looking for, because they haven't got enough money to renew his contract because they're in financial difficulties. Exactly, and they're looking to buy Mane. That's what they're saying. They're looking to buy Mane.
Guys, who would you buy if you're going to sell Mane?
I get Mbappe straight.
No, that's what I'm saying. If they're saying that they're going to keep him...
What? Have you not understood what we said? Sorry, Dre.
Didn't Ali say that? He said that they are confident they're going to hang on to him.
No.
Speak again, Dre.
Oh, maybe I didn't hear. Sorry, my bad.
No. They're saying that they're struggling for money. They're not sure if they'll be able to get him to renew his contract. Yeah. So they're preparing for life without him, and so they're looking into Mane as a serious option. And
that's why I posed that question, which is is it going to be
80 million plus Mane, and we get Mbappe? I'm happy.
Yeah,
I think it'll be 100 million, bro. I think it'll be 110 million plus. Mane.
Not on this stage.
All right, how much are you value Mane at then?
Right now.
Suki's thinking about 40 million.
Isn't he? I can see his face.
I think through reputation that you could get, I think you possibly get, you know, with that being silly, I think you can get about 60 to 70 million for it. But I'd say 70 million.
Dre, not at that age though. Come on, man.
How old is he now?
Is he like 29? Yeah. So, I mean, for a
forward player. You guys thinking like 50?
40.
I think we'd be lucky to
get... It could be 40 million. No way.
I reckon Edwards could get 50, but it's probably worth 40. That's what I think.
I think he'll be bumped up in value if it's part of a deal. But if it was a straight sell, it'll be about 45.
Maria, what are you thinking?
So I was just looking at what he supposedly worth.
What on transfer market?
Yeah.
And what did they say?
My Wi-Fi is frozen.
I don't want to hear none of you lot say nothing about my Wi-Fi again.
It's frozen.
The camera's gone off, Dre. You know that.
What's that?
I know. No, I did it on purpose because it's smoother that way.
All right.
I'm standing there in a towel. Don't worry.
Yeah, but I think he has got... I don't know, but he's not really playing very well, is he? So he's got a reputation. He could go on a slightly higher, maybe, than what he's worth currently based on his reputation. But...
Because Mbappe said he only wants to play on the left, apparently, for any club he goes to as well. Which is interesting, because that's where Mane plays. What about him?
Jota plays on the left.
He could play in the middle too, though.
He can't. Wait a minute. No, this is why I don't think this is going to happen. I know that.
They don't have to both be playing at the same time.
No, but this is why I don't believe that this is going to happen in any formal way. I think that, you know, obviously, Ellie's got a long list of players from like from Frankfurt.
I've got some names here that you won't even think I'm going to make. You're thinking I'm making them up if I tell you these names. But
I think it's more likely. But go on.
Ellie, why don't you go for a list of names? All right, go on. You go for your list of names, and we'll give you a reaction as to whether we think it will happen or not.
If we know.
Okay. I told you last week about Alessandro Bastoni, the Italian defender. And
we said, are you going to keep saying it with that accent?
So I am. I'm going to keep saying that accent.
You say it properly. You're Ghanaian and you're from Derby. Say it properly.
It's how much, sorry, Maria? 90 million.
Yeah.
90 million.
That's how much he's worth.
Apparently.
Money.
Sorry.
Anyway. I mean, I take 90 million.
I told you.
In fairness, though, Coutinho was worth 145 million.
Daylight robbery. Yeah. That daylight robbery.
Yeah. Bastoni, centre back, Bastoni. Oh yeah, Coutinho's on the list, but 35 million. I don't know. It's a lot of money for Coutinho.
You are nuts. I would take him now. Right.
35 million, though, mate.
I think you've forgotten how good he is.
Hang on, Suki. Would you take Coutinho back at 35 million?
If we can get it down to 30, I'd say yes.
What do you think he is, Edwards?
He thinks he's Edwards, isn't he?
Who are you, Daniel? Yeah, hey,
where's your glasses? About 5 million for? Come on, put him on. Put on the glasses.
That's like 14% cheaper.
Oh, sorry, mate. Look at the accountant
I don't know. He's been playing FIFA too much or something.
He's been playing the stock markets, and I know that because we've been on it, haven't we, Suki?
Yeah,
that's another story.
We're supposed to take a sit there, City boys.
Look at Gordon Gekko. Breakfast is for losers.
Oh man, Kunta Kinte over here, the financial Kunta Kinte over here, doing his thing.
Well, why don't you invest your shares in Coutinho and see how far that gets you? I think at 35 million. I think at 35 million with his injury record. I wouldn't go that way. If we need a number 10, and we do, I would get one that can do a better job than him.
Exactly.
Rodrigo De Paul from Udinese, which apparently he's available. 26. Yeah, but he's available for like 25 million, though. And yeah, he's a great Argentinian player, 25 years old, 26, I think, by the time he should come. He's one of the top assist makers in...
Really, really good.
Yeah, thank you.
He is good. I've seen...
26 million, I think.
Don't lie. You ain't seen 26.
I'm looking now.
Yeah, YouTube doesn't count.
Difference. Apparently, he's great with just running with the ball, so he can run ahead and kind of push the team forward.
I thought that's what Naby Keita does.
Yeah, that's not. Anyway, sorry. Anyway, other names on this list.
There's not enough.
There's room for another. Exactly. Thank you, Maria.
I don't want us to sign any like Italian players or Spanish players.
Why?
Because Ellie's just going to pronounce them weird all season long. I don't know if I can.
You wait till I start saying the African names properly. Your ears will melt then.
Have you got Camavinga on your list?
No, because we ain't going to get him.
Who's he?
He's quality.
He's amazing. Bro. Amazing.
And where's he play?
He's a Rennes midfielder. He's only 18. 18. I think he's 17, 18, yeah.
17 or 18.
He was good in the Champions League last season, playing for a not very good team. He is one of the hottest prospects in Europe. He would be ideal if we could get him in now. In a couple of years' time, he would step into the Henderson role and he would just dominate.
Okay, let me tell you something about the French League, which is really interesting. I'm going to make this summer really interesting. Apparently, they've had all their television rights, $3.5 billion, fall through. And it doesn't look like the clubs are going to get their money. So the clubs are panicking. So that's why all the clubs in Europe now are looking at France as the place to go to get your players, because those clubs need the money and they need it fast. So everyone reckons that they'll be able to get top players from the French League at a price a lot lower than they used to be able to get them for. And then one of them is actually a guy called... This isn't actually from the French League. This is actually from RB Salzburg again. A guy called Patson Daka. And he actually scored... Yeah. And he a few players, people are looking at him, a young player. I think he's only 21 striker. And he's available for about 17 million. And a lot of teams of Europe have been looking at him. In fact, he scored against us in pre-season. He's one of the ones who scored against us when we played them.
He played well against Real Madrid as well when they played them.
Yeah, he did actually.
He played well in the early rounds of Champions League when I saw him.
He's a live wire, a bit Mane like and explosive he is as well.
So if we're looking at all these strikers, who's coming out then? Which Liverpool striker are we selling?
No, I don't think we'll sell, but I think, you know, I think Firmino will come off the bench.
What do you mean you won't sell? We have to sell.
I don't think we'll sell. I don't think we'll sell. No, no, none of the, Firmino ain't being sold. Sorry. What? We'll sell players, but we're not selling Firmino. No, no, no. Firmino's going to be there on the bench. He's like one of the statesmen. He loves him. Klopp loves him. And he has a job. He
I, can do I still from think he's got a use, even if he's not going to be starting. I don't think he's washed like he can never play again.
He's completely gassed.
No, I think this season...
See what happens when he comes back, though, Cass. If he
plays like this next season, then I would say fair enough. But like, you know,
yeah, but he'll have no value then. What's the point?
Yeah, but I think he's earned. Yeah, but don't you believe that people have earned a right to be able to kind of prove themselves or not?
Yeah, he's had enough chances. He's had the whole season of chances, yeah, but and he's blew it every single time.
No, he blew it at the end of last season. This season has a lot of extenuating circumstances.
Yeah, it does. To be fair, it does. Cass, come on. Okay, Cass, at least give him. He's been off for a while because he's been a bit injured in that. See what it's like when he comes back, because he the way Firmino plays is high energy, and he hasn't had a break for like years, pretty much since he came. So this is the first time he's had a bit of a break. So maybe let's just see what he's like when he comes back.
When's he coming back? What's he coming back from? What anyway? He's just been dropped.
Injury. No, he's been injured. He had a knee issue. He had a knee issue, apparently.
He was dropped.
He's not even been training. Why is he not training then? He'd be training if he wasn't injured, you know.
All right. So, any other names? Any other suggestions?
This is Dennis Zakaria as a centre-back, a young centre-back. You're looking at him. Guido Rodriguez, another very versatile centre-back. Midfielder. He could also play as a centre-back and also plays right-back as well.
So what league have we actually shopped for more than any of the others? I think we've gone more for German league. Am I right?
So let's look at it this way. In recent times, probably the Premier League, really, if you think about it, or the English league anyway. Maybe not Premier League, but the English league.
Robbo Gomez.
No, of the team that makes sense. Like, you know, the starting team.
Yeah,
like
Romero, Gomez, Van Dijk, Mane, Henderson,
Jota.
Even Salah, we came from abroad, but he had a season here.
He was actually Chelsea, really. So I mean, even if you look at, and that's why one of the reasons I think we buy these players, because they have a proven record in England, and I think that helps.
You think that if you know, just for argument's sake, that all right, everyone who's like for Klopp. Has, which is 95% of people, is only the 5% cast.
Which is the 10% is, and one of the 10% is.
You're one of the 1% is actually.
Point one.
Right, so I think that the problem is that if you're going to go and shop for all of these, you're going to shop outside of the league.
Got problems. Interesting.
You know what, let me turn on my voice so you can see me. Right. What I'm thinking is this: is that if next week, next season is like a do or die season for Klopp, because even I ain't going to put up with this shit next season. There's no excuse. Fans are back. You know, we should have new players. I don't want to hear this shit. We should be contending to win the league. I'm not saying we have to win it, but I want to at least be like in the last 2 weeks in the mix to win the league. How are you going to do that if you're going to bring in, apparently we're looking at five new signings, maybe 3 to 4 minimum. If you're bringing in brand new players from different leagues, and they're going to take time to be able to, you know, accumulate.
Yeah, but they're not all going to start. So if you look at realistically, our starting 11 will be tweaked and not revamped. That's why when people keep on asking, oh, why is Klopp going to, you know, wholesale change, you know, rebuild? It's not a rebuild, and by that he means teams. He's not going to no. But what he's going to rebuild the squad, not the team. So the team, if you look at it now, think about it realistically, right? Alisson's still going to be the keeper. Trent will still be the right back. Van Dijk will still be centre back. Gomez or Kabak will still be. You know, with him.
I like the thought of Kabak with
Van Dijk. Yeah, it'll be one of them. And then Robbo's still going to be left back. That ain't going to change. Now, if you look at midfield, okay, Gini might go, but you say Hendo. Fabinho's definitely
gone.
Then okay, but Fabinho's still going to be there, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Hendo probably going to be there. Yeah, you'd say so. Yeah,
Thiago. Then he's in next season.
Okay, Hendo. Okay, but Thiago, right? And then maybe we sign, and my boy Thiago and my boy will kind of interchange. No, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to bring that up now. Anyway, and then we'll bring in one like proper replacement.
Also, you miss someone. You lot are liberties. You're just missing out on my boy.
Squad player.
Ox? Ox?
Squad player.
Yeah. Did not show you what his worth was.
Dre, you have to be honest. Like, the rumors about Ox leaving are also very strong. Very, very strong.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
The same way that there's rumors every day about Mbappe, doesn't mean we're going to go get him.
They're not.
You watch. When we get him, nowhere. I'm going to come back to this. When we get Mbappe, I'm going to come back to this exact one. When Ox goes in Mbappe.
If we get Mbappe,
I'm going to come back to this.
I owe you a 5-star meal. Because that's everyone. How much I believe
what's
that
it is. All of us.
What's a 5-star meal?
No, not all of them.
A delivery.
What's a 5-star meal?
Maybe Maria. Maria can. Not the rest of them. Not those two negatives. Not
what's
them
two. What's a 5-star meal? What's a 5-star meal?
Well, a 5-star meal of my choice.
5-star Michelin-star meal.
Or AK, whatever I can get for free.
Oh, one of them lagging ones.
Now, to be fair, I'd take a McChicken sandwich from you, mate. As long as
the delivery comes. Because it doesn't come up.
Done.
Exactly.
Done.
As long as Mbappe comes, man.
I'll get vouchers.
Thanks, man. No, but anyway, so Cass, yeah, back to your point. Yes.
Maybe Dre should try and get him to come, like you got Sturridge to come.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you lot haven't thanked me enough for that happening.
Mbappe.
Yeah,
things are in a mix. We just have to be in the same place, that's all.
Okay.
Anyway, back to our Liverpool team that only needs tweaks. So we've gone through the midfield. And so that's one player essentially we'll bring in, which you are going to get one player in midfield, which will probably be a starter challenger, a real starter challenger, right?
Coutinho.
Then up front.
Yeah.
No, come on. Don't you got?
You are disrespectful.
He would not be
talent.
A starter or a challenger. And he's also not a replacement for Genie.
He's not going to be a replacement for Genie.
Yeah, that's like, what we're talking about now.
That guy in Rennes, is that the one who's supposed to be?
Yeah, Camavinga.
I'd take
Tielemans.
Tielemans is a joy. I would love him, but I don't think Leicester.
No, I wouldn't take him over Basuma.
If they sold Chilwell,
100% I would take Tielemans. Did you see what they did to Man United? Yeah,
true. That's fair enough.
Yeah, but if they sold Chilwell for 60 million, they ain't gonna sell us Tielemans for anything less than that.
It's Rodgers, isn't it? We just go up to him and say, "Yo, geezer, what's up?"
Chilwell was English.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait.
Oh, yeah, fair point.
I just remembered one. I know that one that's happening, apparently, is Origi's going to Celtic.
And we're Dortmund.
And we're getting Eduardo from Celtic.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that.
You've got this fascination with the Scottish League.
Yeah.
And I just don't get it because it's rubbish.
That's where your future manager is coming from. That's where your future manager is coming from. So show some respect.
It's rubbish. It's a rubbish league.
Your left back comes from there.
He comes from there. But in the days that he's far better than them now. Look how it's a struggle. Like when he plays for him in the national team.
Van Dijk came from there.
We should have bought him then. It was stupid not to buy him then. Yeah, but clearly, he was head and shoulders better than everyone else.
This Eduardo guy and also certain players at Rangers are performing at that level. Why don't we just go in
player?
There and
You said Ryan Kent. You said Ryan Kent. You were saying before.
I did say that we shouldn't have let him go. Exactly. I like Ryan Kent. But he's far better than them lot, but he couldn't even get into our team.
Haji's quality. He's doing
the
business.
He's a player.
He's going to go. This is the thing. They're going to go to another club and then we're going to start looking at them. We could just cut out the middleman and go to them straight away. I'd take Morales and if we could get him for a decent fee and get rid of Origi.
Suarez Mark too.
Yeah.
Who's that one that plays for Atletico that was scoring left, right and centre?
Suarez.
In France. No.
Falcao.
No.
Oh, in France.
I never played there.
Oh, yeah. Thomas Lamar.
No, he didn't play in Scotland.
Oh, Scotland. Dembele.
So Dembele, how's he done? Like since he's left Celtic. I know
he did okay for Lyon.
I know you were saying about the European Cup. You know he scored a goal there, but like he's not really hitting, banging in goals left, right, and centre like he was there. The league's rubbish. It is.
Yeah, one player. He chose one example.
I mean, I can find you a good example. Van Dijk. Oh, Van Dijk. What's he done? He's injured this season, so he's rubbish. That's what people would say if you.
That's what you say. That's your logic. That's your logic with a lot of the players that we have.
Guys, can I finish my team, please? I've got to the midfield. Okay, front three, right? Okay.
How long is this going to be? Bloody hell.
No, but wait, you guys, if you keep interrupting, we'll be here till midnight.
Sorry, for the best moment ever.
I
thought this was going to be like a little fun 5-minute detour. Instead, he's come out with War and Peace here. Go on, read it off.
Yeah, because it takes that to beat you, mate. Mate, to beat Kassam, you got to bring your proper thesis,
he's got more names than the pages there. Go on, mate, get into it.
No, okay, all right. Anyway, so we're talking about the front. You said midfield. You said it's not a rebuild of the starting lineup. That's where we're at, just for everyone who's forgotten. That's where we're talking about. And we've been through our defence and agreed that our defence ain't really changing. We've been through midfield, we agreed it's one player addition. And our front three, is where it gets most interesting. Okay, so would you agree that Yota's good enough to start? You all agreeing on that?
Yota's my striker.
Do we need to replace him? Do you think we...
go on, he's in.
Okay, all right.
What do you mean? What's the hesitance about?
Well, if you say Mbappe or Jota, I'd say, all right, then Mbappe.
No. But okay, but I'm saying... And then we got Salah or Mane. So I'm saying Salah or Mane because I think if one goes, the other doesn't go.
I think Salah will go, and I think Mane's finished. So I think we need two strikers.
Well, I think we'll get two anyway. I think we'll get but all I'm saying is that so that's one essentially one key player up front, starter that is, one key player midfield. Maximum. Okay, two key players up front and one key. But I'm saying in your rhetoric, two key players. And one in midfield. That's only three players in the starting lineup. So that's not really that hard. That's not going to take that long to get settled. That's what I'm saying.
All right, I see that.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay, so, all right. But all of your assumptions are on the basis that we are also going to sign Kabak at 18 million. So
we have to. It's a bargain.
Yeah, that's a key player as well. So that's four key players.
He's not a key player. I think we'll start Gomez over him.
Yeah, but okay. If Kabak isn't there, say Kabak isn't there, we still got Gomez. In theory, we got Gomez. So I'm saying like that's not the worst starting. The back four is clean. Back five's clean. Midfield one player, and
well,
and
we've front, still got Davies. Where's Davies still? No, he hasn't made his debut yet.
Wow,
isn't he?
That's so harsh.
He's playing in the midweek game.
No,
A-team versus B-team?
He was on the team that conceded five.
Oh,
he let Woodburn score a couple goals past him, but still.
Hat-trick. Woodburn scored a hat-trick past him. And bear in mind, Adrian was the guy in goal, by the way. He conceded the five.
God. He's gone. We need another keeper.
We need a keeper, to be fair. Yeah, we need a backup.
Keeper, right back.
Keeper,
backup. Right back. Backup, though. Squad. But these are squad. That's what I'm saying. Squad players.
Challenger.
I would say we need two new midfielders.
I agree with Dre there. Even if Gruitch came back.
But it depends on how much you spend. If you're going to get that, I think that they're going to go for... There's a player that they were looking at I can't pronounce it, but Frankfurt that they're looking at.
Eintracht.
He's one of the players that they're looking at.
Who? Begins with N.
Yeah, I can't pronounce it.
Yeah. All right, go on.
Because I saw a show with James Pearce on, and Killer Pearce wasn't like, no, that's not going to happen. He was just like pretty much going along with everything like about targets. And then there's a midfielder that I think Eddie mentioned it as well.
Certainly did.
I think there's an attacking midfielder they're looking
at. Rodrigo De Paul.
Yeah, that one. All right. Wait, Eddie's still on his strikers. You guys have interrupted him.
But sorry, go on.
He hasn't even talked about... Go on, name the two strikers.
If Mane and Salah stay, we only sign one. Ugh. We only sign one key name, for sure.
If Mane and Salah stay, then Firmino's gone then. One of them has
to go. No, bench.
I think he's staying a bench.
He'll be a bench. We'll get... Cass, look at...
I think there'll be a striker plus
him. Cass, let me go through the amount of players we've got to go. We've got Shea Ojo to sell. We've got Harry Wilson to sell. We've got Gruitch potentially to sell. We got Awoniyi to sell. We got guys like Origi to sell. We got Ox to sell. We got Adrian to dealt with.
carry on with that list.
No, he's sell. And then we got
Keita to sell.
No, he's not going to sell.
Keita might go.
Financially, makes sense.
I would let him go if it means I could get Haaland in.
Or
Sancho, I would be like,
we all would. We all would.
Dre, why are you just making up nonsense now? Just chucking up names so you get excited. switch your camera off and know your place.
he, could go. Listen,
chatting about my nabby. Like,
Camavinga comes in, then Nabi Keita is gone.
Okay, to be fair, if we go for like
Nabi or Ox will go.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, maybe.
And it won't
maybe.
Be Ox.
Oh wow!
It won't be Ox. Who would you keep, Cass? Cass, who would you keep?
Why are you trying to bait me? We've done this every single episode.
I'm just asking you a question. I just ask questions.
Okay, wait. Well, we'll see if we've got time after Ellie finally gets to his two strikers.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Go on,
name your two strikers so we can get that bit done.
Okay, so a young one, I'd give someone like a Patson Daka at 17 million, right, as a backup. And then a big name if Salah or Mane went, which would be Mbappe. And there we are.
He's still on Mbappe.
We might go for Ismail Assar from Watford. You know, we might do that kind of business.
Or Suarez.
Okay, yeah. So, the rumors that Suarez is coming back. Would you take him?
Come on. Yes. Let that happen.
Oh, Dre messaged me about this earlier. I'm not sure.
Save it for the show. Yeah.
I'm telling you lot what's going to happen.
I would take him back as an option.
Yes.
A 35-year-old. He'll be 35 by this time next season.
Do you understand how good he is? Lethal.
Why wouldn't you? Look, he's still scoring goals for fun.
Yeah, Maria's right.
As a backup.
To whom?
To whoever is going to...
I think he can start some games.
Well, I was going to say, Suarez is not a bench warmer. He will not handle that.
Yeah.
What, 35?
He might not, but he is... Obviously, his age isn't...
All of those chances.
That's the dream, right?
Yeah, exactly. All of those chances that are 50-50, he will score.
Yeah.
Mm. There's no two ways about it. He will drag your team through. I don't think I think you've forgotten how good he is.
Listen, yeah, I'm one of the biggest fans of Suarez, right? But let me tell you, yeah, signing in a 35-year-old and turning down the chance to sign
Ibrahimovic, though.
Yeah, but for us, it's going to be getting him in at the expense of some of the best young strikers in the world.
We better not do that.
I don't want to do that.
No, if we can't get someone in...
Getting somebody.
You what?
I agree with Cass. I do think if we go for somebody like that, it'll stop us getting somebody else.
What I'm saying, if you can't... I think with Suarez, if you're looking... This is not a season where we can like mess around. Next season we're challenging for the league. Next season is getting the trophy back. Next season is getting further, or if not winning, the Champions League.
Okay, so we get Suarez, Man City get Haaland. Who's come out better in that deal?
No, I get what you're saying, but at the end of the day is that if you think that Suarez is not going to score 20-plus goals, you got another thing coming.
But if you think that Haaland is not going to outperform Suarez next season...
I think Haaland to Man City is going to happen because of
it's done apparently
and everything. I think it's happened. So you lot better start making peace with that. The Mbappe thing.
Use my phrase.
I did you say that first?
In bare times. What are you talking about?
I'm going to start using that now. I think that Mbappe is an interesting. I think it could be our Torres, where. I didn't have a hope in hell of signing him, and then all of a sudden it was seemed to be happening because he wanted to play under Benitez, and he was a Liverpool fan. I think that from what I've heard, and from credible journalists have said that he's a Liverpool. He likes Liverpool. He loves that ground. He loves the fans. He loves Klopp. You know, he loves their Premier League. So therefore, I think that it could happen.
But then Mbappe. Would be
if you don't get him,
then you're not getting Suarez. Then
no, but if you don't get Mbappe, then as an emergency, you get Suarez. And I think
no more emergencies, though, man. We only get Suarez thinking ahead, we get Suarez as a luxury,
yeah. But Suarez would start games,
no. But this is the problem we've had this season is that it's that short termism that we won the league last season, or we don't need to follow it up, we don't need to improve, we don't need to build for the future. Okay. Yes, we do. So you don't build for the future by signing a 35-year-old at the expense of a young talent like Mbappe or Haaland. You go for them now.
But if he doesn't go, what I'm saying is this. For argument's sake, I personally think that Mbappe is going to stay in PSG. I don't really see where he's going to go. If he's not going to go, if he's going to leave PSG, I think it would be for Real Madrid. I don't see why he would come.
Adidas, forward. Not going to happen, bro. Adidas, mate. They ain't going to... Look, at the end of the day, Nike wanted, this is his proper money making move for Nike. Not even for him, for Nike. They're thinking, okay, now let's cash in. the reason they liked the PSG deal and from because of Nike, they thought, yes, this will work for Monaco, PSG, great, Nike, cool. And they're going to want him to go to a nightclub, 100%. And they want him in the biggest stage as well, which is the Premier League. The Spanish League's gone backwards this year. You know, it just looks really, you know, since they've, in fairness, it was their own fault really when they stopped showing it in the UK because it's kind of, people lost interest somewhat to it a lot of across Europe. And it's just become a mess, really. Real Madrid
Eddie, you know what?
League, I'm going to make a claim. If we win the Champions League, we're going to get Neymar.
What? Neymar? Where's that come from?
Not Neymar. Oh. I'm laughing.
Well, I was going to say, okay, fair enough. Okay.
Dre, sorry, Dre's been on it.
Mate, that's a Suki. That ain't even a Dre. That's a Suki there. Wow. I don't know what that is. No, we're going to get Maradona. You'll see.
I love it. Suki came in for that. He came in like, I'm going to make the best point ever.
The way he leaned in as well. He wanted to make
my chest. Look at me. I'm going to say with my chest. Here it is. At least put the time up. What's going on?
I think we've been going for a while.
We've spent about 5 hours.
Ellie, did you mention your strikers, by the way?
Oh, yeah, strikers.
Yeah, I did, yeah. So, Patson Daka, and then Mbappe if Mane goes. And if Mane doesn't go, we'll just get a top young striker, and that'll be it. And that is that.
All right. Anyone else got any wild cards? Any other players you think that might come?
I think Coutinho could come back. I don't see any reason why he wouldn't.
I don't think Klopp would take.
He's ready made for the league now. Klopp has seen what he can do. I think that he's got a point to prove, and believe me, he'll light up the league.
I think Klopp's a bit stubborn and wouldn't go for Coutinho given how he left.
Yeah, but
and
also,
injuries. Honestly, injuries. He even when he was with us in his prime, he got injured at least once a season. And he's been out for a long time. I just can't see that one happening. You know, unless it was for like nothing.
But he's as tense as he was as he got at Bayern, or has he gone skinny again? Now he's at Barcelona.
I've seen him.
It's a terrible move. I think he's definitely regretted to move in. I think that if there's a way that you can actually get him back as an addition to the squad, and he has to earn his place, you know.
Then Dre just wants a time machine. Dre, you just want a time machine and reverse Suarez, it back to Suarez.
Bring back
and Suarez
and Coutinho.
That's it. Harland when we got
my favorite days. My favorite days. I don't. Harland ain't gonna happen. Mbappe, okay. You know, the only reason that Ellie, your story gets some credibility from me, I literally was just thinking of when Ronaldo was leaving Barca and then Nike helped put that deal together for him to go to Inter.
Yep, there you go.
And I remember that because they were going to become the shirt sponsors, so they chipped in with his wages.
Exactly. It's happened a few times.
And right now, because you know, you've got to remember, you've got to look at who's left Nike as ambassador.
Player.
So... Mbappe is the face of Nike at the moment. And Mbappe and Ronaldo, that's it.
And it's Mbappe.
I like Dre's time machine, so he's obviously calling for Dominic Solanke to come back. He wants Shea Ojo to come back, Jordan Ibe. Bring back the classics. Lovren, bring him back.
Eric
Meyer.
I want Eric Meyer back.
Carriers. He wants all the teams back.
I want Eric Meyer and I want... I'm trying to think of...
Speaking about classics...
Yeah.
Well, the new kits.
Yes. My man puts me on the clock and then he starts busting out more things.
Sorry.
I was winding up, I had a really nice closure, but now he's coming
next week
with the kits.
Can you ask us about the kits?
No, do it next week, Dre.
Shall we talk about the kits for a bit? Give
us 5 minutes on the kits. 5 minutes. Readers, we're going to talk about kits for 5 minutes. Readers. Listeners. Oh, Suki's finger's catching, man. I lent in as well. Anyone reading?
This podcast has been on for too long.
It is available in Braille as well.
Dre, I'm gonna make an executive decision. Kit talk has been delayed until next week when we talk about the Arsenal game as well. Sorry. I'm gonna give Dre...
Are we going to do an Arsenal special?
Well, if you want, let's get an Arsenal fan on if you can.
And everyone, it's my birthday next week as well. So just be fair warned.
So it's Jay's birthday.
No likes, posts. That's what I want.
It's
25th birthday.
It's the 25th birthday. We're all going to watch him in Superstore later on tonight. It's going to be the final season of that. And we'll see you all next week for Red or Dead, the Arsenal preview show.